Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Ayin Ches, three lines from the top of Daf Ayin Ches and Rav, and the Gemara quotes from Mishnah, and the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Zayin Rav taught us the din that the chotzer, or the house of a woman, can be clean or get for her, as the Mishnah taught us that if Reuven threw a get to his wife, and she was in her own home, or she was in her own chotzer, and the get landed on the ground in their home, or in the chotzer, then she is megureshes. However, if Reuven threw the get to her, and she was in his home, or in his chotzer, and the get landed on the floor, and the Mishnah states, Afilu ima b'mita in a megureshes, that even if the get falls into a bed, and she's on the same bed, then it's not a valid get. However, if the get falls into her lap, or it falls into a basket, which Rashi says, it was a small basket that women would carry their sewing needles in, then the din is, it would be a valid get. And our Gemara begins, Rava states, the only time that we said it's not a valid get is only if it fell into a bed, and the bed belonged to her husband, and the bed was also in her husband's reshus. But if the bed actually belonged to her, then the get would be a valid get. And Rashi explains, that even if the bed is in his home, since the bed belongs to Rachel, therefore would be a valid get. And Rashi explains that the Havmin of the Gemara is that Rava holds that the reason why it would be a valid get is because he holds that kilu shalakeach b'rishus meicha is kona chifetz hanasal teichel b'aylov, that if you have a kilim of the buyer, and even though it's in the rishus of the meicha, that it could still be clean of chifetz that placed inside it. And the Maisa, this is a question that we have in Masechtas Bava Basra, and the Gemara continues, Tanina Mihaki, we have a Braisa that explains our Mishnah in the same manner. Rabbi Lezer explains, B'mita shaloi ina megureshes, if the get fell into his bed, that is not considered a valid get. B'mita shaloi megureshes, however, if the get fell into her bed, and her bed is in his rishus, it would still be a valid get. And the Gemara therefore asks, B'mita shaloi megureshes, how could we say that if it falls into her bed, even though it's in rishus of the husband, it would be a valid get, but keil shalakeach b'rishus meicha, and Shemas Minah and Lechayu, we should be able to make a raya from this brisa that Kel Shalakech, Bishus Mecha, is Kona Lekech. And this is a question in Masechtas Bava Basra, and the Gemara answers, Leitzucha, the Gevoya Asara, that the case of our brisa is talking about a scenario where her bed was taller than 10 Tvachim, and as Rashi states, that Rishus Lenafshe, it's its own Rishus, Velechosha, Hu Avira, Rishus Mecha, Levatlus Rishus Akli. And even if we would say that generally Kel Shalakech, Bishus Mecha, cannot be Konoi, however, since the get fell on a place which is high, and turn tvachim, so therefore Rachel could be claimed as get. The Rashba learns that even though in many places we say that the Avir that's over 10 tvachim is considered its own Rishus, however, certainly if it's in Rishus Yachid, then it's considered Rishus of the owner in any case. And L'chayr, we should still say that we see that Keil Shalakech Bishus Meicha is Kona Chayfetz Hanasal Techel Abaylov. And the Rashba explains what the Gemara means is since it's higher than 10 tvachim and it's considered a separate Rishus, therefore the Baylam are not Makbin in that case. And specifically in this scenario, we will say that the woman can be kohen or get, as even though the bed is still in the rishus of the husband, but l'maisa it's her bed, and therefore in this scenario we say he's not makbid and she could be kohen. And the Gemara is va'ikam makan karei l'maisa ina chenami. The top of the bed is over 10 tefachim high. However, the legs of the bed are standing in the rishus of the meicha, and l'chira it shouldn't be a valid get. And the Gemara answers amakan karei like kapti inchi. And as Rashi explains, hoyel b'gvayim in aretz asara, that since the top of the bed is 10 tefachim high and shenayich l'shtamish tachter, and it's easy for the husband to be mishtamish underneath the bed, therefore he doesn't lose any space in his actual makim, and therefore he's not makbid that her bed is there, and therefore she has a right to be koina on a makim that's over 10 tefachim high. And Taisus says that although maybe in other cases we would not say this, however, but the gay person's wife, he's definitely not makbid if her bed is in his rishus, even though the feet of the bed are standing in his own rishus. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, that if Rachel is standing in the rishus of her husband, and he throws her get and falls into her lap or into her basket, then it would be a valid get. And at this point of the Gemara, the Havmina is that this basket was sitting in the Rishus of the Meicha. And the Gemara is, Amai, how can you see that the get would be valid, but it's Kel Shalakech Rishus Meichu? Over here, it's the Kelim of the buyer, meaning of the woman that's sitting in the Rishus of the Meicha, in the Rishus of the husband. And we have a Shaila Mesech Babasra, if the Lakech has the ability to be clean as something that's in the Rishus of the Meicha. And the Gemara will now bring a few terutzim. The first terutz is, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Mishmuel, Kagain. also Tluyaba, the case is where this basket was still hanging on her and it was not in the Rishus of the Meicha, and since it was on her body, therefore it was a valid Kinyan. And so said Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Ishiya, could go and trace the Kosa Tluyaba. And the Gemara continues with the second Teretz, Rabbi Shimon Malakha Shama. Rabbi Shimon Malakha states, Kshura Afapisha in Tluya. The case over here was where the basket was tied to her, but it wasn't hanging and it was still dragging on the floor of the husband's chatzor, or the husband's home. And as Rashi says, on the Gueris Bekaka, the Kosheba, but was tied to her. And the Ritva is, the Kivin the Beshasha Medes Helechasima, that since when she starts walking and she gets up, it goes together with her, Lechashiv, it'll have him Beshus Mecha, so even though it's dragging on the floor of the Mecha, it's not considered in his Rishus. And Rachel can therefore be claimed as get, even though she's still in the Rishus of the husband. And the Gemara continues with the third Teretz of Adabahava, Amar of Adabahava states, Kagoin Chayse Kolsa, Munachas La Binuri Chayseha, that the case was where her basket was sitting between her legs while she's in the Rishus of her husband. And as Rashi says, V'afu Pishim Munachas Bekaka, and even though it's lying on the ground and it's not tied to her at all, it's still in under Makbel, Kol Makum Moshe Vishtoi, that a person not Makbid on the place where his wife's sitting, V'ad Achshav Hoy Oise Makum Kanin La, and therefore until this point, she was his wife, and therefore the place was Kanin to her, and she had the ability to be Kanin her get, and even though ultimately this is the Rishus of the husband. And the Gemara continues with the fourth Teretz, Rav Mishasha Bar of Dimi Amah, Kagoin Shahir Baila Meichel Klosais, that we're talking about a case where her husband used to sell these baskets, and therefore he always had a spot in the home where all these baskets were stored, and he certainly isn't Makbid if one more basket is sitting in that location, and therefore the Kelev of the Lekech in this case could be Kanin, and since the get fell into Rachel's basket, even though it's in the Rishus of the husband, it still would be Kanin and her get would be valid. And the Gemara continued with her fifth Teretz, that Benigeir get is a special din that her lap could be Kanin and her basket could be Kanin for her, and the get would be valid. And Rav explains, my time Rabbeichon, what's Pshan Rabbeichon? L'pishein on the Makbid, loyal Makum Cheka, v'loyal Makum Kalsa, that a person not Makbid on the place of his wife's lap, and he's also not Makbid on small Kalim of his wife that she brings into his Rishus, and even if the keli is not together with her, not binyan chaser, it would still be kinda. And the Meiri states, mikol makom davka b'kolso chiyetzba shem kilim dakim avam hoisa gedela. But if the kli was very large, shem minastam adam makbirla loizacha begita, then she would not be zeicha in this get. And the Gemara continues, tanya mihachi. We have a brisa simile that states, zarka lo lotech cheka ilotech kolso ilotech kol davish shuuka kolso harizu megureshes. In this brisa, we said that if Reuven threw the getar and it falls into her lap, or into her basket, or into any other kli which she uses for her own uses, and it's something similar to a kalsa, then the din is that it would be a valid get. And Rashi explains that how do we have a raya from this brisa more than from a mishnah? Zok Rashi the mishum de'in makbidu, that we see it's because he's not makbid. But diktani oibichal davish shuku kalsa shemiyuchad l'tashmish tamid, that's miyuchad for her use, and the reason must be because someone that brings his wife into his home, he does so on menas liyas kli tashmishak tanim ima who machdisa, that he brings her in and he understands that she's going to bring her small kalim in, and it's as if he set aside a place in his home for her kalim, and therefore her kalim could be koina in our scenario. And the Gemara is kol dov shikud kolso lasuya mai. What is the words kol dov shikud kolso coming to include? And the Gemara explains lasuya taska the achle batamri. It's talking about a small pouch that a woman eats dates from, and that is such a small item, and certainly women would bring that together with them to her husband's home, and therefore he's not makbid on that. And if the get would fall into that kli, then the get would be valid as well. And Tyson Diu Maskel Kagan Shikosel Tluba points out that Lachira, since we find so many different Amorim coming to answer and trying to explain that even though generally we would say Kilo Shalakh Bishus Mecha would not be Kaina, Lachira, let's bring a Raya that they all hold that the din is Kilo Shalakh Bishus Mecha is not Kaina, and we should bring the opposite Raya. And Tyson says that these Amorim are not saying that we hold like that, they're just saying that even according to the Mandama, we could still explain the Mishnah in this way in order to be able to say that our Mishnah could be going like either Shita. And then Tezah says, Inami, I feel ba'alma kilo shalakech b'shus meicha kaina. Even though according to these Mandarim, it could be that generally we would say that kilo shalakech b'shus meicha would be kaina. Hachal inyan get l'rechaikakasi l'kana. However, over here, since we're talking about a get which is coming to be merachika, then certainly the husband doesn't generally want it to be kaina. And the only reason why she could be kaina is get, even though it fell into her basket, is based on the terutzim of these Amorim. And I in Tezah do a maskal makum cheka kanila with Tezah is l'chay pshita the cheka have a mamish kiyada. Now, what is the difference between her lap or her hand and l'chayr it pasha that she should be koina? And Ayin Tais is how he explains our Gemara. And we continue with the new Mishnah. Amalah kinsi shtachayv zeh oishu mitzasim achurav. If Reuven gives it get to his wife Rachel and he tells her, take this shtah, which is a shtachayv, or Rachel found a get behind Reuven and he didn't actually give it to her, so kairah, and then she reads it, varei gita, and she realizes it's not a shtachayv, or she reads what she thought was just a document and she realizes it's a get, ain't a get. It's not considered a get. At sheyem lo hegitach, until Reuven tells her this is your get. And Rashi says, v'afilu ach shebol yada im lo kein v'dayoy, and even though he doesn't go and re-deliver the get her, the get would be valid, and the Gemara will explain why this is so. The Mishnah continues, nasim biyada, if Reuven placed the get in her hand, he is shana, but she's sleeping, niyura, and then she wakes up, kiran, she reads the get, v'arei hegitach, and she realizes it's a get, ain't a get. It's not considered a get. At sheyem lo hegitach, until Reuven tells her this should be your get, and once again, he doesn't have to re-deliver the getar, and the original nesina is considered a valid nesina, even though she was sleeping. And Tais points out in Diva Masal in a get at Shiem Law, he gitech, rehoyim matzach lenesin get ishte loima, he gitech, vegamere mutaris l'cha'odam, that we require that someone that was giving a get to his wife has to say, this is your get, and he also required that they say, they should be mutal l'cha'odam. And at the end of Tais, he points out, afapi de isha miskereshes balkarcha, even though the din is that a woman could be mugereshes even balkarcha, mikal makam tsarach loim law, he gitech, and her rehoyim mutaris l'cha'odam, shetayda she mugereshes, in order that she knows that she's mugereshes, vloite chazer. And in this way, she won't come back to be in the as the pasuk says, and there's a requirement that she has to know that she's being sent away and she's not going to come back. And the Gemara begins and asks the following Shaila that Bishleim in the case where Reuven delivered to get his wife and he told her, this is my shtar choiv. So over there, we can understand at least he had a valid nesina, just he didn't know what it is. And therefore, as long as he tells her at some point that it's her get, that would be considered a valid get, as the mice who had it in the nesina, plus now she knows that it is her get. However, ki omaloh. In the second case in the Mishnah, where she found a get behind Reuven, so l'chira, Reuven never delivered the get her, and therefore, how could it be a valid get? It should be like the case where Reuven says to her to take the get from on top of the kaka, and it wasn't placed in her hand, and the pasuk says, v'nasim b'yada, that Reuven has to place the get into her hand, and that if Reuven tells Rachel to take a get from on top of the kaka, that is not a valid get. And the Gemara therefore answers, ima sheshofasim achurav, the case was not where Rachel just found a get behind Reuven, but she actually slipped it out from between his waistband. As Rashi says, she tocha ben chagur l'masnai, the get was stuck between his belt and his waist, v'shalfasa misham, and Rachel removed the get from there. And the Gemara is, shalfasa nami, habi'ina v'nasa b'yadu v'leka, even though she removed it from his body, but l'maisa Reuven didn't give it to her, and therefore it's still chasara v'nasa b'yadu, and how could this be a valid get? And the Gemara answers, le'tzicha, da'arik l'chatzer v'shalfasa, Reuven swung his hips towards her, and he brought the get closer to her, and then she removed it from his waist, and that is considered a valid get, and it's considered a valid nesina. And the Gemara says, "Tainam hachi amalok kinsi shtachayzer oisha shofasim achurav." And over here, it doesn't say that it was in back of him, but she slipped it out from behind him, karasay, and then she read it by reyigita, and she realizes it's a get, ain't a get. At she amalok heigitech the Rebbe. And Rebbe says that as long as Reuven will tell her this is your get, even though he doesn't give her the get once again, it would be a valid get. And Rabbi Shimon Melaza, and Rabbi Shimon Melaza argues on our Mishnah and argues on Rebbe. That the only way this get would be valid is only if Reuven takes the get back from Rachel and he then re-delivers the get to her and he says to her, this is your get. And the Braisa continues and brings the same achlikas between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Elazar, but again the second case of our Mishnah where Rachel was sleeping and nas to be out of a hiyashana, if Reuven delivers the get to Rachel and she's sleeping, the ura, and then she wakes up, the kaira, and she reads it, varei gita, and she realizes her get, ain't a get, it's not a proper get, at sheyemel, and totally tells us, hey, Gitech, div Rebbe, and Rebbe holds that Reuven does not have to re-deliver the get. However, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Imeh, once again, Rabbi Shimon Elazar argues with Rebbe, and says, that he has to go and take the get back from her, re-deliver the get to Rachel, and then v'yemelah, hey Gitech. And the Gemara says, v'tzicha, and we need both machlekes in between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the itma b'hach kamaisa, if we would only bring the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Elazar in the first case where Rachel took the get from Reuven's belt, so one may think, b'hikam Rebbe, mishun de basi grushahi, that maybe only over there did Rebbe say it's a valid get, even though you're not delivering it, because Lemaisa, she was up, and she was a person that can be makabel the get. She knew that she was getting some sort of a document from her husband Reuven, and v'lemechsra el amiris hey gitech, and as Rashi says, that she's only lacking an amira from the husband to tell her that it's a get. Hilkechi amalo basachi shapidami, and once he tells us hey gitech, then it's fine, shekabalasa againas, because Lemaisa, she had a valid kabbalah. However, alnasa b'niyadav hi yishana, if Reuven gives her the get while she's sleeping, d'lab basi grushahiyu, at that point, she's not a person that can be Mugureshes, because Lemaisa she's not a Bardas at that moment, even Maidalid Rabbi Shimon Melaza, maybe Rebbe would also be Maidalid Rabbi Shimon Melaza, that Reuven would have to deliver the get once again to her. And the Gemara continues, V'itma Bahan, if we would only tell you the case where Rachel was sleeping, Bahakam Rabbi Shimon Melaza, maybe only over there did Rabbi Shimon Melaza say that Reuven has to re-deliver the get to her, Al Bahach, but in the first case where Rachel took the get or that he delivered the get to her and she was awake, maybe even Rabbi Shimon Elazar would agree to Rabbi that you don't have to re-deliver the get. And that's why the Braisa had to bring both cases in order to show that the machlik is between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Elazar in both of these cases. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava kasav l'get v'nastu b'yad avda yoshein mishmerasoi harayz a get, that if Reuven writes a get for his wife and he gives it to the hand of her Eved who's sleeping, but he's Meshumah and he's guarded, it's considered a valid get. Rashi explains that the reason it would be a valid get is not mitam shlichis, but to have a chatzira mishtar meres l'daita. Since this Eved belongs to Rachel, then it's considered her chatzah and it's mishtar meres l'daita. As since he's sleeping, he's only being guarded and protected because of Rachel. Rava continues, however, near in a get, if the Eved is awake, then it would not be a valid get. As at that point, the Eved is guarding and protecting himself, and therefore it's considered chotza mishtamer shloi l'daita, and that's not a valid get. And the Gemara now asks a question on Rava based on his own shitas, as Yoshin mishmerasa harayza get, how could Rava say that if the Eved is sleeping and she is therefore guarding him, that's considered a valid get? Amai, but chotza malechasi, l'maisa, this person can walk, and since he can walk, it's a chotza malechas, the chotza malechas loy kono, and Rava himself in Masechtas Bava Metzia states that a chotza malechas cannot be kono, and the Gemara states, v'chitemi yoshin shani, and if you're going to tell me that there's a difference as the Eved is sleeping, and therefore he's not a chotza malechas, at this moment he can't physically walk, but Amar Rava, but Rava states, again in Masechtas Bava Metzia, kol she'ilu mahalach loy kono, oyim v'yoshiv loy kono, if there's a person or there's an item that while it's traveling or it's going, it can't be kono because it's a chotza malechas, and as the Gemara talks about over there, a case of a sfina that kafsu dogel techa sfina, and even if the person or the sfina is standing or sitting and is stationary, it still is considered and categorized as a chotza malechas, and it cannot be koina. The Gemara answers, and some of the girsa el bekafos that we're talking about a case where not only was this Eved sleeping, but the Eved was also tied up, and therefore he, even if he would be awake, he wouldn't be able to walk, and therefore he's not considered chotza malechas, and the maisa, since he's sleeping, therefore he's not considered protected based on his own free will, and he's only being protected from Rachel, and therefore he's a chotza mishtameres al yodo, and he could be koina to get for her. And lefi zeh, in order for this get to be valid, the Eved had to be both sleeping and also bound up, and the Gemara states, v'hilchus b'kafas, the halacha is that this Eved had to be sleeping and also kafas, and other Rishonim argue on this pshat of the Gemara. And let us continue with the new Mishnah, hoysa medes b'shus rabim, if Rachel was standing in b'shus rabim, v'zarkula, and Reuven throws a get to her, karav lo megureshes, then if the get is closer to her, then it would be a valid get, karav lo ye'en megureshes, but if it's closer to him, it would not be a valid get. However, mechsa mechsa megureshes v'ein megureshes, if it falls someplace which is considered mechsa mechsa, then there's a suffix if this get was valid or not. V'cheilin in kedushin, and the same din applies to kedushin. V'cheilin in yachayiv, and the same din applies b'negei as someone that's trying to pay back his chayiv and his debt. Amalei bal chayiv is zreik li chayiv. So Reuven would say to Shimon that you owe me money and you could throw me my money, and it's in rishis rabim v'zarkoloi, and Shimon throws the money to Reuven. So karv l'mal v'zocha malva, if the money fell close to the malva, then the malva was koina, and therefore if the money got lost, then it's considered a valid parayin from Shimon, and Shimon no longer owes his money to Reuven. Karv leiva, however, if the money fell closer to Shimon, haleiva chayiv, the buyer was still chayiv to pay back the debt to Reuven. Mechza mechza shnei mechleku, however, if it fell in a place which is mechza mechza, then both of them would have to be chaylik, and if the money got lost, Shimon would still be responsible to pay back 50% of the original loan. And the Gemara begins, hechi dami karv lo, hechi dami karv loy, that the Mishnah mentioned that if the get fell closer to her, it's a get, and if it fell close to him, it's not a get. What is the definition of these lashonis of karav lo and karav loy? And the Gemara explains, Amar Rav, Rav states, Abba Amas Shalom, Zeo karav lo, if it fell within her four Amas, that's considered that was closer to her, and she was koina to get, Abba Amas Shalom, but if it fell within the Abba Amas of Reuven, Zeo karav loy, that's considered karav loy, and therefore it is not a get. And as Rashi states, the Dal Amas Shal Adam, koina is loy. And the Gemara continues, Hechidami Mechza Mechza, what is considered the case of Mechza Mechza that the Mishnah mentioned, Amar Shmuel Bar Bitzel, Kagan Shayishneim Oinim Ba Abba Amas, is talking about a case where Reuven and Shimon were standing on opposite sides of a seven Amma area, and the get was in the middle, and it was in an area which was within the four Ammas of Rachel, and it was also within the four Ammas of Reuven, and therefore the Mishnah said, Megureshes Ve'ena Megureshes, and the Tezer Resh points out that even though on Amud Beis, we're going to see that the Gemara say that since something is still attached to Reuven, so therefore certainly it won't be considered a get, and over here, L'chira, since in the Rishus that belongs both to Rachel and to Reuven, L'chira it's Agibba, how could it be that it's even a suffix if this get is valid? So the Tzitz Rosh explained that over here, L'mais is considered like a chotzer of Shufim, and there's a manda oma in Perak HaMechas HaSfina in Masechtas Bava Basra that says, Koinin Mechach Zeh Mizeh. However, later on, we're talking about a case where it was a Rishus of the husband alone, and therefore the Gemara could ask, L'mais it's Agibbe, and therefore it should not be a valid get. Now Gemara continues, then is, v'lechse haiminayu kodem, why do we see that it's a get v'ina get? If v'lechur, we should go and check out the situation and see who actually came into that area first. As if Rachel came to the area first, then the four amas is considered hers, and even though Reuven came later into a different four amas, but l'maisa, any part of Reuven's four amas that overlaps with Rachel already belongs to Rachel, and Reuven cannot be koine those four amas, and therefore it should be a valid get. And if Reuven came first, then l'chur, this is not a valid get, because Rachel now couldn't come and be koine the get from an area which was already Reuven's. And the Gemara says, and if you're going to tell me the case is where both of them came at the exact moment, and therefore they were koine that area together, and that's why we say Megreshes and Megreshes, but we notice a klal that it's impossible to mitzamtzeim that two things should happen at the exact moment. And Taisus in Masechta Sukkah points out that even though we know by a double also be the Adam, it's Efshel Tzamtzeim, and over here they're coming together, and therefore it's possible that they could come at the same moment. However, what the Gemara means is that it's not normal that they would come exact moment, and therefore it's a doichik to explain the Mishnah that's talking about a case where they came at the same moment. And the Lashon of the Taisus Rush is Vafila Yamina and the Bidei Adam Efshel Tzamtzeim Hanimilu B'Miskavnim Tzamtzeim Aval Inu Matzi She'Skavnu V'Tzamtzu, but it's not standard that it would just occur that they would actually come at the same moment. And based on this question, the Gemara explains that the case where it's Mechzal Mechza, where the Mishnah stated that Megreshes V'Inu Megreshes Elamav Kano is Hocha Beches Amis Mitzum Semes Haskinan, we're talking about a scenario where it was eight amos that was the exact eight amos, and Reuven was on the right side and he acquired the four amos to the right, and Rachel was on the left and she acquired the full four amos to the left, and the get was sitting right in between and straddling between the two rishuyes. And since the get was partially in Reuven's rishus and partially in Rachel's rishus, and therefore the din is megreshes ve'in megreshes, and as the Gemara continues and daf ayin chesam beis v'get yoytzim abba amishloi l'dal amishloi, and the get was now between his four amos and her four amos, and therefore it's a suffix because it's straddling in both of rishuyes. And the Gemara now is for agagabei l'maisa, how can you say that it's a suffix if it's a get? It certainly should not be a get, as the get is still in Reuven's rishus, at least partially. V'anan v'nosam b'yodabinon, as Rashi says that we require that he has to give the get to her until the get is completely in her rishus, and in our case it's not, and therefore certainly should not be a get. Al Rab of Rabbi Yosef Damar Tarayu, and therefore Rab and Rabbi Yosef both explain hacha b'shtei ki te'edim askinon, the case of mechza mechza is a case where there were two pairs of edim, achse meres karavloi, one pair of edim say that the get fell in a place which was carved to him, achse meres karavloi, and one says that it fell in a place which was closer to her. In this case, since one pair of edim are saying that it actually fell completely in her rishus, and it was within her four amis, so then certainly it would be a valid get. However, since the second pair of edim say that the get fell closer to him and it was within his four amis, therefore there is a tzad that's not a valid get, and that's why the Mishnah stated properly megureshes ve'inu megureshes. And before we continue, let's point out that Taisus in Dior Masel Vayyef Shalit Samtzeim on Daf Ayin Chesam Abayis points out the Taima Belishnei Kagoyin Deleyadinan Haimenau Kodem El Kachavis Veka, that why did the Gemara say that the suffix over here was that since it's Eyef Shalit Samtzeim, so it's possible that the suffix was Gufa, did Reuven come to this area first and therefore he was koine these dalalamis, or did Rachel come first and she was koine the dalalamis and therefore would be a valid get? And Taisa says v'yesh loyim the lishna the mechza mechza le'mashmachi, that the lashon and the mishnah was bothering the Gemara as it states mechza mechza, and that's not mashmah. This is a case ulkach mukala b'shteki de'edim, as if it was talking about a case where we're not sure what exactly happened. And as the Taisa Rush explains that the lashon of the mishnah should have been safek karav loy safek karav law. And the Gemara continues Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon will explain the mishnah differently than Rav, and Rabbi Yechon says karav lashon ninu afilu mei ama, that the mishnah mentioned that was close to Torah and even if it's within 100 amas of her, that would be a valid get. And the Gemara will explain that Rabbi Yechon doesn't mean that as long as it's within 100 amas, he means to say that as long as she could protect this get, even if it's within 100 amas, that would be a valid get. And the karav lashon ninu afilu mei ama, and if Reuven is able to protect the get, then even if it's within 100 amas of Reuven, it would not be a valid get. And the Gemara now will explain this further as hechidoni mechza mechza, what is the case of mechza mechza according to Rabbi Yechon, where the din is that megreshes ve'in megreshes. Amar Rabbi Shimon ba'Abba, so Rabbi Shimon ba'Abba explains the din mifreshli menei Rabbi Yechon, that was explained to me in the name of Rabbi Yechon, who yachal l'shamra v'hi eni yachal l'shamra zeru karav loy, that even if there was a get that physically was closer to Rachel, but l'maisa she's not able to guard it, as for example there's a river that's flowing between her and the get. However, Reuven is able to guard that get because even though he's further away and he's 100 amas away, but he is on the same side of the river as the get, then it's considered closer to Reuven, and therefore the get is not valid. And let's say that Reuven is really closer to the get, but Lemaisa Rachel could guard the get because she's on the same side of the river as the get, and Reuven is not. Karvla, that's considered, that's close to Tara, and the get is valid. Shneim Yechilin and Shemrei, if both Reuven and Rachel have the ability to guard the get, or Shneim in Yechilin, or both of them do not have the ability to guard the get. And as Tesis says, that certainly the Gemara doesn't mean that they can't guard the get at all, because if so, there would not be a valid get, and it would not be the din of Megreshes v'Einam Megreshes. And the case of the Gemara is, where both Reuven and Rachel can't guard the get by themselves, but when they join together, they can guard the get, and Zeru Mechsa Mechsa, that's the case of Mechsa Mechsa, and the din is Megreshes v'Einam Megreshes. And the Gemara continues, Amru Rabbanan Kamed Rabbeichla, Mishmed Rabbeinusin Hachi, that Rabbanan said over this explanation of the Mishnah in the name of Rabbeinusin, and they told this over to Rabbeichlan. So Rabbeichlan commented, Yodin Chavrin Bavloi, Lefushi Kaitamo. Rabbeichlan was very impressed that Rabbeichlan, who was his friend that now lived in Eretz Yisrael, but originally came from Babel, he was able to explain the Mishnah exactly like Rabbeichlan did, and he understood the proper pshat in our Mishnah. And the Gemara continues, Talin Amihachi, we learned similarly in a Brisa. Rabbeleza states, Kolshu Karav La Maloi, Reuven threw a get to Rachel and it landed in a spot that was closer to Rachel than to Reuven, who bought Kelev and Nutlai, and then afterwards the Kelev came and he took away the get. In the Megreshes, the get was not valid. And the Gemara asks, In the Megreshes, why would it not be valid get if Lemaisa at one moment it fell in an area that was closer to her, and therefore the get should have been valid? And Kolhecha Tintri Vid Hazel, do you think that she has to keep guarding her get forever? And certainly, even though the Kelev came after she's Megreshes and took the get, it should certainly be considered a valid get. And the Gemara therefore says that certainly what the Brisa must mean is as follows, El Lav Hachikama, Kol Shekar V'lo Meloi, any get that even though it lands in a spot that's closer to her than to her husband, and even though it may be closer to her, but she may be on a different side of the river, and therefore, if a kelev would want to come and take the get, and her husband is able to guard the get, and even though she's closer to the get, but she's on the other side of the river, and therefore she can't guard the get, in this case, it would not be a valid get. And of course, based on the way we explained this braisa, and we explained the idea of Rabbi Eleza, that comes out exactly like the Shita Rabbi Echron and the Shita Rabbi Enison as to how explain our Mishnah. And the Gemara continues, Omle Shmuel Rabbi Huda, Shmuel said to Rabbi Huda, Shino, you shot one, Kadesha Teshuah V'Tetlena, that when our Mishnah mentioned that the get was close to Tar, it means it was an area that if Rachel bent down, she was able to pick up the get. But in order to make sure that a get is valid and to let a woman go and get remarried, you have to make sure that she actually received the get in her hand. But if she didn't receive the get in her hand, we would not consider it a valid, full-fledged get, and at least L'chumra, we would have to consider her an Eishes Ish. And the Gemara continues, Omli Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, and Rav Mordechai told Rav Ashi, Havda Uvdachi, that there was a case where Reuven threw a get, and it was close to Rachel, and she was able to bend down and receive it, but L'maisa, she didn't actually get it in her hand, and then Reuven died, Batzuchu Chalitza, and the Rabbanu required her to have Chalitza, as L'chumra, they still consider her an Eishes Ish, and therefore, since her husband died without having children, they required her to have Chalitza. And Rashi explains that the reason why the get has to come and has to get to her hand is Gzeira Shem Yomru al Rachel Shukarev. This Gzeira because maybe someone will say that even though a get fell in a spot which was further away from Rachel, that was still considered Karev and they would consider her Megreshes, even though that certainly would not be a valid get. Taisus points out in Dibur Maskel Va'atli Tzavin Oda Adamati Get Liyada Vahin Dafka B'Shus Rabin. The only time that Shmuel said this din is only in a case where Reuven threw the get to her and she was in Rishus Rabin al Bechatzira. But if Reuven threw the get to Rachel and it was in her Chatzah, in Tzarech Sheigil Liyada, certainly a Chatzah is considered like a Yad, and this Gzeira of Shmuel doesn't apply, and the get would be valid, even though Rachel did not receive the get in her hand. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that just like we said, the dinim of Karav Loi and Karav La and Mechzar Mechzar Benegei Get, the same applies to Kedushin. The Mishnah then said, V'chein le'in achayiv, and the Gemara begins and starts with a member that seems to be against our Mishnah, as Amrav Asya and Rabbi Echron, Legitin Amru, that we only said this din, Benegei Get, and if the get is Karav La, then it would be a valid get, and V'loi lo dava achra, and we did not say this din, Benegei any other things. Asya explains, Kagoyin, Imzark le'chayiv, Karav Loi va'ovad, that if Shimon owes $100 to Reuven and he throws $100 towards Reuven and it gets into the area that's considered Karav Loi and then the money gets lost, and we would not consider it a valid Purayin. The get of the Bal Kocha Knuya law, that since we know that a get works Bal Kocha and Hilkach La'alta Havigita, and therefore immediately it is a get, how Ba'am Loi, but Benegei other dinim, that would not apply. And the Gemara asks, Eisfer Rabba Abba L'Rabasi, Rabba Abba asked the following question for Rabasi from our Mishnah, that the Mishnah specified Vechelin and Kedushin, that this din of Karav Loi works Benegei Kedushin. And the Gemara answers, Shani Hasim Nechsev Yatzav Ha'isa, Ein Chinami, even though Kedushin is not Bal Kocha, it still works based on the Xeris HaKasav of the Yatzav Ha'isa that will makish Havayis the Yitzia. And the Gemara is Eisvei, another question, Vechin and Achayiv, in our Mishnah we stated that this idea of Karav Loi works even with the Geir debt, as the Mishnah stated, Amar Loi is Reikli Chayvi, if Reuven says, throw to me my payment for my Chayiv, Vizarkaloi and Shimon throws the money, so Karav Lo Malva, Zocha Loiva, then if it it's closer to the Malva, even if the money eventually is lost, Reuven never receives the money, it's considered a valid parayin for the Leiva, and Shimon doesn't have to go and repay Reuven once again. And on Mishnah we saw that the Gersa was Karvel Malva, Zocha Malva, that's considered the Malva received the money, and Karvel Leiva, if the money lands in a place that's considered Karvel Leiva, HaLeiva Chayiv, then if the money got lost before Reuven retrieved the money, then the Leiva would still be Chayiv, and it's not considered a valid parayin. Mechzal Mechzal Shneim Yachleku, we see this din of Karv Loi would apply even with the Geir Chayiv, and it's not necessarily only applicable to Geirishin and Kedushin. And the Gemara answers, Hachamei Eskin and the Amalei is Reikli Chayiv Vitupata, that the case over here was Reuven specified that he should throw me into a Chayiv. He specifically said that if you do so, you will be Pata. And as Rashi says, I was Reikli Chayiv Stama, if Reuven would just say, throw to me the money that you owe me, then Zreik Vishomri Kama, then he meant to say that you have to throw me the money and you have to guard it until I receive the money. And until I receive it, it would not be considered a valid Purayan. Gemara asks, Ihachi Maitlam Imra, if he said that if you throw me the money, then you'll be Pata, then Lachari, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Le Tzricha, the Amalei, Zreik Lichayvi, Betayrez Gittin, that Reuven said, throw me my Chayv, and it should work just like a get works. Since when someone throws a get, Kar of Law, it is a valid get, therefore in this case, as long as the money reached a place which was Kar of Loi and it was close to the Malva, then it could be considered a valid Purayan. Once again, the Gemara asks, Vakati Maitlam Imra, since Reuven said that you should throw me my debt, and this would work just like a get, then Lachari, it's Pasha that would work, and it would be considered a valid praying. And the Gemara answers, Marotema, Matsu Amalei, Meshatin Ibach, Kamash One. One may think that even though Reuven said this, but Ramaisa, he could have a claim that I really was joking and I really want to make sure that I got the money back, and therefore it would not be a valid praying, Kamash One, that is considered a valid praying. And the Gemara continues, Amrav Chista, Get Biyadu, Meshich Biyadai, if Reuven gives a get to his wife, he places the actual get in the hand of Rachel, however, the get had a string or a rope attached to it, and he was still holding the rope. And so the din is, if he could pull away the get from Rachel and he could take it back, it's not considered a valid nesina, and therefore it's not a valid get. However, if he can't pull it away, then megureshes is considered a valid nesina and it's a valid get. And the Gemara explains, my timer, why is this? As being in creases of aleka, you need to have creases between you and your wife, and it has to be a complete separation. And since in this case you could pull the get back, it's considered that Reuven and Rachel are still attached to each other because of the string, and the get would not be valid. It's not talking in a case where her hand was open and then she closed her hand around the get. Even if the husband cannot pull the get back, it's not considered a valid get. Since at the time they placed the get in her hand, he was able to pull it back at that moment. Now that she closed the hand, since the husband did not do this and she was the one who closed the hand and made it impossible for him to take back the get, and therefore it's considered like she took the get, and it's not considered like he gave the get to her, and therefore would not be a valid get. Therefore, Taisa says that the re-explains that her hand was already closed, and he stuffed the get in her hand, that he stuck it in so well that he's not able to go and pull it back with the string, then it would be a valid get. And Rabbi Tam explains that it could also be talking about where her hand was open, and Rabbi Chista stated that he's not able to pull the get back to him, that is not because she closed her hand, but it's because the string wasn't a very strong string, and the get was heavy, and even if Reuven would try to pull the get back from Rachel's hand, the string would rip, and therefore the get is valid. And in Tesis, how he explains how a get should be given nowadays. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda states, if her hand was angled on a slope, and therefore if someone would place something in her hand, it would automatically drop onto the floor, and she would never hold onto it even for a moment. Vizarkala, and he threw it to her, even if the get reaches her hand and it touches her hand, in a megresha, since she didn't have control over it, therefore it's not considered a valid get. And the Gemara, yes, Amai, why would it not be a valid get? When it fell within her four amis, and anything within her four amis, she is koina, and therefore the get should be valid. And the Gemara states, but we're talking about a case where the get never rested on the ground, as Rashi explains, but immediately when it left her hand, the get was burnt, the kabbalah shabbalah yada lav kabbali, and therefore the kabbalah that came to her hand is not considered kabbalah, and also never rested in her dalet amis, and therefore it's not a valid get. And the Gemara continues, and some agurs, who cares if the get was burnt up prior to reaching the ground, but the get should still be valid as it was in the avir of a four amis. There is a shaila if the avir of a person's four amis will be kind for them. From this member of Rabbi Yehuda, we should be able to be patient that the avir of a person is not kind for them. And as the Gemara continues, tifshit the boy Rabbi Lazar, should be able to be patient. The shaila Rabbi Lazar, do we we say that a person's four ames includes the airspace, or if it doesn't include the airspace? And the Gemara says Tifshin Ein La'an Aver, and L'Chayyur we should be Peshit that there's no Aver, and that's why it gets not valid. And the Gemara answers Hachamay Skin, and it's not a riot to any part of Rebbe Loza Shaila, because we're talking about a case by Medesa Gavanar that she was standing right by a river to make Par Le'ibukai. Since at the moment that Reuven threw to get to Rachel, we understood that it would fall into the river and get lost and get ruined, and therefore it's considered Aver She'in Seifel Nuach. There is no question that in that scenario she would not be Koina, and therefore the get is not valid, and we will stop over here.